Okanagan Falls residents will have from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on March 22 to cast their vote and decide if the community will incorporate as a municipality. Ballots can be cast at the Okanagan Falls Recreation Center at 1141 Cedar Street from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. According to the fact sheet provided by the RDOS, the estimated tax impact from incorporating as a municipality would be an additional $289.94 on a property worth $500,000. Many services provided by the RDOS, such as garbage collection and mosquito control, would continue to be operated by the district if incorporation is approved. Other services, such as bylaw enforcement, business licensing, Okanagan Falls Fire Protection, Okanagan Falls Parks and Recreation, the Okanagan Falls Cemetery and Okanagan Falls Streetlights, planning and subdivisions and building inspection would need to be provided by the new municipality. Some municipalities in the region, such as Karamias, do have agreements in place with the RDOS to utilize their planning department's services. Other costs, such as the hospital district and school district taxes, would not change. The vote is the latest step in a process that has been on and off for decades within the community. Non-resident electors, such as those who own property in Okanagan Falls but do not live there, can also vote in the referendum. Early voting took place on March 12, and mail-in ballots were accepted up to March 21 at the RDOS office in Penticton. The incorporation referendum is distinct and separate from the also upcoming referendum for two private utilities located north of Okanagan Falls.